Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're tickling me.
I love you, pumpkin.
I love you too, Daddy. Do you want to see the Catholic one?
System reboot. 10% complete. Battery charging.
Oh, thank God.
I...
Quit scaring me, Slugger.
Where am I? Carly, I heard her. I heard her voice.
What? Whose voice?
Olivia. My daughter? It was real, not a recording, a real memory from before.
I'm just glad you're all right. When I saw you on the ground, I thought...
You saved me. Thank you.
You need to get out of here. Arlen's looking for you, and he will kill you.
How did you find me?
The GPS on our truck.
GPS?
What?
If you can track me.
Shit.
Just go, Carly.
No!
I won't outrun them, but you might.
I'm not leaving you.
Carly? I'm coming out. Don't do anything stupid.
Oh, it's okay. It's Allie. She'll help. I know she will.
Step away from the slougher, Carly.
What? No, he needs a...
Carly?
Ow! Allie, you're hurting me!
Carly.
Wait, your face. Your arms, you injected?
I did what I had to do, unlike you.
How could you? You promised.
I don't expect you to understand.
Arlen is a bad man, and you know this.
He cares about me.
You're wrong. Okay, you're just useful to him. Once you're not, he'll throw you out just like the rest of them on the street.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Because I wouldn't run away with you? Because I wouldn't abandon my mother, my home?
You made your choice, and I made mine.
This isn't you.
It is now. Put your hands behind your back.
Ow! Don't go near him!
Charging interrupted.
Listen to me. Your body is fighting a toxin. Those nanites are reorganizing your cell structure. You're not yourself.
Allie, please, I'm begging you, please, I love you!
I don't need your love. Not anymore.
You're wrong. I know what you're going through. I've been there. But you need people in your life, people who care about you, now more than ever.
Allie, please, please listen to him, please.
I spent years moving from town to town, scrounging for spare parts, avoiding all human contact. I forgot who I was beneath all these prosthetics and mods. And then some kind people helped me remember.
Don't act like we're the same. I could snap you in half.
Allie, we need other people to survive. Don't make the same mistake I did.
There's no going back. I'm with Arlen now.
Those upgrades are part of you now, but it's not who you are.
I have the Slougher. Carly, too.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Shut up.
Bring them back here. Good girl, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Neural link rebooted. Remote ops online.
Finally.
What did you say? Wait. What are you...
Ellie!
I'm sorry, Carly. I didn't know what else to do.
No, you didn't have a choice. Is she?
She's breathing. She'll be fine.
I can't believe she injected.
Don't hate her for it. She'll hate herself soon enough.
Take her gun and the keys. Don't look back.
What about you?
We'll get by. We always do.
Plotting a course to the Foam Lake VA, destination 287 kilometers.
Emmett, what are you doing? Go!
I get to Foam Lake, and they'll just send me to the next town, and the next, and the next. Oscar was right. It has to end somewhere. Might as well be here.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Man, how long are you gonna keep us tied up in this barn?
I take my orders from Arlen, and he said y'all ain't going nowhere.
You don't untie me, my father, and Rebecca, I'll kick your ass.
Kick my ass? You wouldn't even stand a chance. I'm Nano now.
Untie me and let's find out.
Rocky, you're not helping.
Allie will be back any minute with that piece of junk. Then the real fun starts.
Arlen, you need to call Roy's folks. They deserve to know what happened to their son.
You know, Rebecca, you're always sticking your nose in where it don't belong. So why don't you just worry about yourself?
Ain't we entitled to due process?
Oh, you'll get exactly what's entitled to you. You all will. Well, that'll be Allie now.
Boss, it looks like she's got somebody in the back.
Is it the Slougher?
Damn, headlights, I can't see shit. Yes, sir. That's him, all right.
Where is my daughter? Carly?
Oh, you'll be reunited soon enough. Kevin, take him to the house. JC, you're with me.
Why are they taking us there?
You know why. No witnesses.
Go out there, get that Slougher out of the back and bring him to me.
Yes, sir. Is she trying to blind us with those high beams? I can't see shit.
Hey, Carly. Can you see what's happening out there?
Arlen standing by the barn.
I don't know how much longer I can hide back here. My knees are killing me.
JC's coming this way.
I need that neural link intact.
Yes, sir.
He's almost at the car. Wait a little longer. Now!
Here I go.
What? You're not a Slougher?
No, I am not. Hands up, now.
Careful with that thing, Grant.
Come on, fire.
Whoa, okay, I'm doing it.
Arlen.
Well, well, well. Remote ops.
Take your gun out of your holster and throw it here. Do it. Now.
Well, your deputy's gonna get a hole in his head.
I didn't get the self-repair upgrade, boss. I couldn't afford it.
Shut up, boy.
Just hold tight there, JC. He won't shoot you.
Well, I won't.
All right, Army Surplus. What happens now?
Let them go. Rebecca, Rocky, Dwayne, you can have my parts. That's what you want, isn't it? Neural implants like mine fetch a fair price. It's yours. If you let them go. Deal?
I have a better idea. I put Carly and the old man in the house with the rest of your friends, and I burn it to the ground. Then I take you apart, piece by piece.
Access CPA cruiser controls.
Access denied.
Try accessing the CAN bus directly.
Access denied.
Hey, what's wrong, Sluffer? You having trouble hacking into my patrol car? New protocols. Now you're just another Sluffer.
Sluffer with the rifle?
Oh, yeah. You missed the part where I took a shotgun blast to the chest.
This ain't a shotgun.
You win, Sluffer. I'm gonna hand you my gun. Here.
Slowly.
Emmett, don't trust him. I'll fucking kill you!
Get out of my way, girl! I'm gonna deal with you soon enough.
I think you hit him, boss, but I didn't see where he went.
See that white fluid there? I hit him all right.
I see it. Trail leads right back to the bar.
And find that old man. Bring him and the girl to the house. I'll deal with that piece of scrap.
Yes, sir. Where'd you go, Gramps? I ain't gonna hurt you. Ow! Damn it! Oh, that hurt!
Nice shot, Grandpa.
Shit, I can feel him in my blood. Oh shit, it don't even hurt no more.
Damn, boy, that didn't even slow you down.
Sorry, Gramps. Gonna take a lot more than that to knock me out. Give me that shovel. Both of you are coming with me.
I'm fixing to give you a whooping, son. Once I catch my breath.
Sure, Gramps. Whenever you're ready.
On second thought, she can do it.
Huh?
Is this enough? How about this?
Oh, Carly, I think that did it. Yeah, you can stop now.
Hey, are you all right?
Oh, take more than that to kill this old goat. Give me a hand. Yeah.
Warning. Component failure. Seek repair.
Where are you, Emmett? You know, you can't hide forever.
I'm here.
Look at you with that busted leg, leaking out all over the place.
That rifle fell behind the auger. If I could just get a little closer.
This is always how it was going to end for you, stripped for parts. Like your Sluffer friend.
His name was Oscar Vasquez.
Well, your friend fetched a fair price.
Once the Seats take over all these farms, they'll have no use for you.
They're gonna make me mayor.
He's looking away.
Too bad you won't live
now.
Give me that before you hurt somebody.
He's too fast.
Remote operations port detected.
What's this?
But how to kill you without damaging those precious antique components? I know. I'm gonna do it the old-fashioned way.
Good!
There's nothing like strangling a man with your bare hands. Well, you're not quite a man, are you? You're more metal than meat.
You forgot.
What's that?
I'm not the only antique here.
Drivetrain operational.
Forward, now.
The auger. Oh, you goddamn Sluffer!
Auger has sustained no damage.
Grab his ankle.
Engaging robotic arm.
Oh, my leg!
Rotate primary drill bit.
You gonna tear me apart, Sluffer! Yeah! Sluffer! Stop it! Oh, I'm in pieces! Oh, my body! My beautiful body!
That was for Oscar. And all the Sluffers that you murdered for parts.
Emmy! Oh, God. Oh, God, you're hurt.
Nothing a trip to the VA won't fix.
Where's Arlen?
Bit of him over there. And there.
That's one way to use an auger.
Up against the wall. You want to end up like your boss in there?
No.
No what?
No, ma'am.
Huh. What should we do with them?
I know what I'd like to do with them, but we'll turn them over to the real law. Let them handle it.
You just couldn't stay away, could you?
I had some unfinished business to take care of. Once the law was gone, we converted all the farms to hydro. Even Stan got in on the action. And I finally got my new stack. Better late than never.
Rocky, honey, set the table. Dinner's almost ready.
Those lentils smell good.
You're getting better.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Didn't say you were good. Just not blowing my brains out bad like before, huh?
Thanks, Grandpa.
Out of the way, out of the way. This is hot, 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 hot.
Ooh, I'm starving.
Where is he?
There you are, slugger.
What took so long?
You know how it is. Always something to fix.
I'm just glad you're home.
So am I.
Hey, I'll open the wine. Maybe take a sip.
I hear there's a lot of money in the grape business.
Oh boy, here we go again.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Massara. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says,
"Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser,
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.